through this week, you've heard a number of different kinds of instructions or aspects of the meditation, things to notice, ways to pay attention. Feeling the breath or sensations, sounds, emotions, the thought process itself, the feeling tone of experience, pleasant, unpleasant, neutral, the tuning into awareness itself. Yesterday, doing that big mind or big sky meditation. Lots of different instructions, and sometimes people might get a little confused as to keeping it all in mind or how to go about doing it. And I want to remind you that any moment of mindfulness is as good as any other moment of mindfulness. Sometimes you might be really drawn to one particular aspect of your experience, the breath or a sensation, or an emotion, just focusing on that one emergence. Sometimes it can be helpful to collect the attention when it's scattered and just be with the breath. But other times it's more supportive to take that wider view, panoramic view of simply being the space of awareness in everything, in which everything arises and passes on its own. There's no one right way to do it. So it really comes back to you getting a sense of how can I best meet this moment? What will help me be here in a balanced way, a non-struggling way, a way that matches my particular level of energy and clarity in this moment. So it becomes a much more personal experience rather than, oh, this is how I'm supposed to do it. This is what I'm supposed to pay attention to. You might find that noticing changing experience is very interesting. Oh, here's a sensation. Now here's a sound. Now here's the breath. Because these things are presenting themselves to you. And you can have a what's called a choiceless awareness, where you're not trying to figure out whatever to attend to, just allowing life to reveal itself to you. So ultimately, you're your own authority. That's why the Buddha has all these different possibilities in the discourse on mindfulness. You're your own authority. Listen inside and see, how can I best meet this moment? And it's an ongoing exploration without any sense of right or wrong or failing or passing. Can be a much more intuitive experience where you trust your own sense. And whenever you see you've gone, no problem at all, not taking it personally, not identifying with the wandering mind, just appreciating that you've just come back to the present. And let it be a gentle, loving return. And when physical experience is strong, if you can be balanced and interested, then we can develop a kind of curiosity even around unpleasant experience. But if it becomes a struggle, then no need to continue in the struggle. That's time for compassion practice and wisdom practice. This is not beneficial to the mind. It's getting too tight and caught. Time to just take care of myself so I can show up here. All of the instructions really come down to noticing what is happening right now. Letting experience be as it is, if you can remain centered and easy with it. If not, then make an adjustment. And to receive it with a very kind awareness, interested awareness, relaxed awareness. Just one moment at a time. You don't have to concern yourself with what's around the corner, what's to come. You don't have to be carrying around what's already happened. This is the only moment that there is. It's never been here before. And it will never be here again. So to honor it with your kind attention. This is the practice.